In front of us is one of the museum's most detailed models, the steamship Aeolus. The Aeolus was built in Malmö in 1884 for Ångfartygs AB Södra Sverige, which translates to Steamships Incorporated Southern Sweden. She did service all around the Swedish coast as well as abroad, both as a cargo ship and as a passenger ship. In 1954, she was sold to the Levi Petrus Foundation. The foundation planned to use her as a radio ship under the new name Ibra. She was to be anchored in international waters to broadcast religious programs, but nothing came of this plan, and the beautiful ship was scrapped in Ystad in 1956. But what about the model then? It is still here, quite unique, with its own remarkable story. The model's creator, Franz Oskar Karlsson, was born in Karlshamn in 1850. At the age of 18, he enlisted as a cook on a brig called Helena. He advanced through the ratings and eventually became captain in 1885. At some point in the 1890s, he enlisted as first mate on the Aeolus and instantly fell in love with the ship. We know that he started to build the model in 1892 and that it took him more than 30,000 hours to complete it. The scale of the model is 1 to 40, which is very unusual. Franz Oskar served on the Aeolus until 1902, when he returned to dry land and could concentrate on the model. He was married to Albertina, and considering the hours spent building the model, he probably gave more attention to his model than to her. The model is an exact copy of the original, with a fully functional steam engine hidden in the hull. The boiler runs on spirits, and there are traces of soot showing that it has been lit at some time. And rumour has it that Franz Oskar made her go up to speeds of 3 to 4 knots. The hull is made of aluminium, which is very unusual for such an old model, and is riveted exactly as the original. The winches and capstans on deck are fully operational, and if you look really carefully, you can see keys in the door locks. They can even be turned and locked. Note that at the stern there are fire buckets, which are actually coopered wooden miniature buckets with handcrafted hemp rope or twine. When Franz Oskar died in 1912, his wife sold the model to the newly formed Society for a Swedish Maritime Museum in Stockholm. The price was high for its time, 5,000 Swedish crowns.